In the last unit, we took a look at creating or looking at the environment, the Azure ML environment. And what we did while we were doing that is we actually created an experiment. We didn't do much with it. We put some data into a couple of statistics, and that's all we did. It's not super useful, but hey, it helps you explore the data, right? So when we're doing a more formal experiment, the first thing we might do is actually create a workspace, and we would do that in the Azure portal. And I'm not going to talk to that right now, but it's a simple matter of typing in machine learning, and you'll see the create a new workspace. And then you can invite people to that, and it will create a space where they can log into and work with the Azure, the studio.azureml.net. So once they've done that and signed in, they'll see that as part of their experiment workspace they can work with. All right, then we build our experiment like we just did. And here's the process for building an experiment. This is kind of what I wanted to spend a little time on was the getting and preparing data is first. And you're not thinking about, terabytes of data here. You're thinking about low gigabytes or even megabytes of data to put through a machine learning experiment. It needs to be good data, which is why, by the way, we went through that process of breaking the big rocks down in Hadoop down to the little rocks of just the things we needed to care about for machine learning. There's no reason to bring in features about something. We don't need to know the company that manufactured the green tools that I liked. We didn't need to know whether that green tool had a certain weight. So we just don't even need to bring those in to train the algorithm properly. It just doesn't need to care about them. So we trim that down first. Now you might trim it down. There are ways to do that. Right inside Azure ML, there's some data conditioning. And you'll still have to do that anyway. You'll have to turn numbers into numbers. They'll be text, and you'll need to turn those into numbers and so on. You'll read more how to do that in your experiments. Then we edit our experiment, we work with it a little bit, we get it in the shape we like, we get it in the visualizations, we add annotations, we save everything. And once we're done, then we're going to run it. And then what we're going to do is we're going to add, when we do our machine learning part, and you'll do this in your lab, we're going to add an evaluation step. That evaluation step will help us measure whether we did a good job or not. Now, I'm not going to do that just yet. We're going to take a look at evaluating the results in a later unit because it's that important. Once we're all done with that, and that's a circle, we do that a lot until we get it right. We try different algorithms. We change the variables on the algorithms, as you saw in the last unit. Then we can deploy the model, and then we can use it from whatever tool. We'll now send it data and get an answer back, either that grouping of data for the categorization steps, or it'll give us a predictive model of yes, it belongs in that category. Tomorrow's weather will be so and so. So this is the process for how you create an experiment.